Well, good morning. It's great to be with you. Today is week one of the sermon series called Talking to Jesus. Let me just encourage you to take notes, to open your phones, because we're going to be on a journey over the next 2 months. We're going to dive deeper in our relationship with Jesus. We're going to ask Jesus to help us learn and understand what is prayer and how to pray. So I'm declaring this summer as the summer of prayer. Hit that next slide, guys, in the back. The summer of prayer. Every Wednesday night from 7 to 8, beginning this Wednesday night, in person only, is going to be a night of prayer. We're going to do this every week through September. And as I mentioned early in the opening, if you just came in, we normally do At the Movies, and I love At the Movies. I had big plans for At the Movies. The Lord interrupted those plans, and he told me, we're going to be at the altars this summer, because if there's ever a time that we need God, it is now. And basically, the Lord just told me to, it just impressed on my heart, to teach my people to pray. Teach my people to pray. So today's topic, the next slide, today's title, or let's go to the next one. Today's title is Lord, Teach Us to Pray. I know we're having some technical issues. If the guys can put the slides in the back, that would be awesome. Lord, teach us to pray. And as we open, can we just ask God to help us? Can we do that? Can we go to the Lord in prayer and make this our cry for this series? Because I believe God wants you to know how to talk to him. God wants you to know how to have a relationship with him. You know why? Because God desperately wants a relationship with you. Lord, teach us to pray. Let's bow our heads. That's our prayer. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how to pray. Teach us how to touch your heart. Teach us how to touch your throne room. Teach us how to communicate to you. Teach us how to talk to you. Because I know, Lord, you desperately want to talk to us. Lord, I really believe that you have great things in store for us. But I truly believe prayer is going to be the key to unlocking everything you have in store for us. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. And everybody together said, amen and amen. Let's go back to that previous slide. Why do we need to learn how to pray? Simply because of this. When we pray, God hears more than we say, answers more than we ask, gives us more than we can imagine in his time and his own way. That's why prayer is so important. Because when we pray, God hears, God answers, God gives more than we can ever think or imagine. And there's certain things in our life that won't happen unless we pray. Unless we pray. Now, prayer is something that I'm still growing in. Prayer is a journey. Prayer is something that I'm still learning to do after so many years of following Jesus. I'm still learning how to pray. I'm still learning how to communicate to God. I'm still learning how to talk to Jesus. I can remember early on in my walk with Jesus, I remember, especially in Bible college, I would hear of great men of God. Who would wake up very early in the morning, like the great pastors and preachers of old. And they would wake up at 4 a.m. and they would pray till 7 a.m. And I thought in order to be great at prayer, I had to wake up early in the morning at 4 a.m. and pray till 7 a.m. So I attempted to do that. I woke up at 4 a.m. I went to my living room and then I woke up again at 7 a.m. How many know what I'm talking about? I was praying in the spirit. Boy, those 3 hours went quick. as I entered another dimension and connected with God and woke up and said, hallelujah, I'm a man of prayer. To be honest with you, I've had a lot of shame early in my life and in my journey with the Lord because of my prayerlessness. I just didn't really truly understand what prayer was. I thought if I was going to be a man of prayer, I thought I needed to pray a long time. I thought I needed to pray during the day. I thought I needed to pray morning, noon, and night. And I used to think that if I didn't do that, then I wasn't a great man of prayer. And I'm sure some of you here today would love to be a person of prayer, but you're intimidated by prayer. Maybe you don't know how to pray. Maybe you struggle with time to pray. Maybe you just have this understanding and feel like you're not qualified to pray. Or maybe prayer is something that you want to do but don't understand how to do it. And if that's your thinking, it's okay, because the disciples in the Bible didn't know how to pray either. That's why they prayed this prayer. They went to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Next slide. Lord, teach us to pray. Right? That was their prayer. So what is prayer? Prayer is simply, what is it? Talking to Jesus. Let's simplify prayer. Let's make it a lot easier for you to understand. Prayer is not rocket science. How many are good with that? You don't have to be qualified to pray. You don't have to be perfect to pray. You don't have to be sinless to pray. Anyone can pray. Regardless of what situation you're in, regardless of what sin is in your life, regardless of what's going on in your life, it doesn't matter what is going on in your life. Prayer is open to everyone. Why? Because prayer is your phone line to God. That's what prayer is. Prayer is simply talking to Jesus, and prayer is simply a phone line to God. Now, back in the day when I was in Bible college, I was in love with this beautiful woman named Ruth. And we only had one payphone on the floor. How many remember payphones? If you don't, here is my prop for today. Here we got a payphone. How many remember payphones, right? Come on, somebody. Young people are like, what the heck is that? Back in the day, you had to put coins in your payphone. And if you didn't, I was telling my boys this the other day, if you didn't have coins, you would call collect, because they were like, what's collect? Call collect. You call collect. And every time I wanted to speak to my beautiful fiance, I had to get on a payphone. Now, I couldn't call collect because their parents would have been quite upset. So I had to purchase a calling card. Come on, somebody. How many remember calling cards? Let me see your hands. Calling cards, right? And they had minutes on those cards. You buy a 60-minute card. You buy a 90-minute card. And boy, those minutes go fast. So I bought a calling card. And there was one of these phones on a floor with 40 guys. And all of their girlfriends are calling at the same time. So we had to wait our turn. I couldn't talk to my fiance unless I got to the payphone and hoping that she was next to her phone and it wasn't busy. How many remember the busy signal? Do you guys know what a busy signal is? Y'all don't know busy signals. It went bam, bam, bam. And you get mad, right? You get mad. See, I'm thinking I'm talking to the phone. You get mad. So you hang up. You call again. Bam, bam. But then when we got, what was that thing called? Call waiting. That was awesome. Because you're like, please hold. You click it. Hello, how you doing? Good. Hold on. So I remember calling. And I remember her calling me. Now, these were rare moments because we didn't bring the phone. We couldn't bring this phone with us, guys, young people. We couldn't take this with us. So we had to have specific times to call. And calling the phone reminded me of what prayer is. Prayer is about picking up, what do you call this thing? The receiver and talking and speaking. That's what prayer is. Prayer is going to your phone, picking up the receiver, and talking to Jesus. Isn't that what prayer is? Prayer is the phone line to God. Prayer is the avenue in which we speak to Jesus. So let me ask you this question really quick. How you doing talking to Jesus? How you doing? How's it going in your relationship with God? Can I just put a little pressure on you a little bit? When was the last time you picked up the phone and talked to God? You see, what's beautiful is that back in the day, you know, talking, can I get my cell phone? Back in the day, talking to someone was an event. It was an appointment. Right? It was an appointment. You had to make an appointment. Like you had to go to a house to make a call. You had to go to a payphone. But then these came. I remember these. I remember the first satellite phones. Remember they were in a bag. They were like a suitcase. And that was just amazing. We always thought as young people that one day they'll invent a way to take this on your pocket. But the thing about prayer is that for some of us, prayer is an event that we do at church. Or prayer is an event that we go somewhere to talk to God. But talking to Jesus doesn't have to be just at church, doesn't have to be at home, because how many know that God has given us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week access to Him? Right? We got a cell phone to Jesus. Prayer is our phone line to Jesus. Prayer is our phone line to God. And my thought process is that we do a lot of talking, but I wonder how much talking we do to God. And for some of us, prayer is often our last resort, when actually prayer should be our first response to what we're facing in our life. It's not what we go to last. It's something that we do first. Prayer is a way of life. And this next slide here, without prayer, we lose connection with God. We become distant from God. We lack the power of God, and we miss the blessing of God. Come on, somebody, write that down. Come on, somebody, write that. Take pictures. Come on. Y'all, if y'all really, see, we got to learn how to pray, right? Without prayer, we're losing connection. We become distant. We lack the power. And we miss the blessing. Because prayer is talking to Jesus. And a relationship without prayer, or let me just say this way, a relationship without communication, this next slide, is this. It's just two people. A relationship without communication is just two people. I want to encourage you to pray. I want you to encourage you to be a person of prayer, because a follower of Jesus has a relationship with Jesus, and that relationship is seen through prayer, through communication, through talking to Him. There are many challenges to talking to Jesus, right? There are many challenges. First, we may not know how. We might feel intimidated. We might feel like we're not qualified, but then we're so busy. Listen, hurry is the number one enemy to your relationship with Jesus. Come on, somebody, right? Hurry. Busyness. Busyness and hurry is our number one enemy to our spiritual formation, our spiritual growth, and our relationship with God. I once heard it say that if the enemy can't get you to sin, he'll keep you busy. Because sin and busyness do the same thing. They keep you disconnected from God. Woo! I felt that. Did you feel that? Woo! So I'm not a man. I don't sin. But you're busy. And when we're busy, we're not talking. The phone is hung up. But how many know when we pray? Next slide. When we pray, how many know that God hears more than what we say, answers more than we ask, gives more than we can imagine in his time and in his own way? When we pray. How many would say, you don't have to raise your hand, but I want to be a person of prayer. I want to learn how to pray. I want to cultivate prayer. And we see this title came from chapter 11, verse 1. The first part of this verse tells us this. One day, Jesus was what, church? Praying. Let's stop right there. Jesus is our master. We're not religious people. We're followers of Jesus. Jesus is our master. Jesus is our example. Jesus is our mentor. We learn from Jesus two ways. We learn Jesus by modeling his life and by obeying his teachings. Y'all with me? That's how we learn to be like Christ. That's our purpose in life, is to be like Jesus. So we follow his example. And Jesus was a man of prayer. Jesus oftentimes, because he was Jewish, went to the temple at the hour of prayer. But we see all throughout his life and ministry that Jesus prayed. He prayed for the sick. He prayed when he was in trouble. He prayed when he was facing opposition. He prayed in the desert against the enemy. And even at his worst moment in life, while he's hanging on the cross, Jesus prays, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He was a man of prayer. And we got to learn how to be like Jesus. And if we want to be like Jesus, then we learn how to pray like Jesus. Because Luke 5:16, look at what it tells us, that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and what? Prayed. What did Jesus do? He often withdrew. He pulled away. And he practiced prayer. Prayer wasn't something he did right before he went to bed and said, now I lay me down to sleep, which is a horrible prayer. You know, that's a just don't pray that prayer. And if I shouldn't rise the next day, what? What? I'm not even going to say it. Or prayer is more than just rub-a-dub-dub. Thanks for the grub. I remember as a little boy, I used to say prayer. We had dinner time and prayer. Who would pray? I'll pray. Lord, bless us. We thank you for in Jesus' name. Amen. And my father would look up to the ceiling and say, that prayer didn't even reach the ceiling. Prayer is more than just offering up a prayer that you get a parking spot at the Woodbury outlets. Prayer is more than, Lord, I pray there's no traffic. Oh, Lord, I pray I get a discount on these shoes. Come on, somebody. I pray a discount on these shoes. Oh, Lord, I pray the car bill isn't too high. How many know the prayer is more than that? Prayer is talking to Jesus. It's taking time to withdraw like Jesus, to speak to Jesus, and to communicate to Jesus. So if we're going to learn how to pray, we need to ask the Lord in Luke 11:1. That next slide, it says, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, I'm sorry, go back. I want to go back. The previous verse. Go to the previous one. Thank you. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Notice who? His disciples. What does that say to you? That God turned the world upside down with people who didn't know how to pray initially. Isn't that good? Like, he didn't choose the most religious. He didn't choose those that knew the law. He didn't choose those that knew how to pray to change the world. He chose people who were hungry, who had desire to learn to pray the Jesus way. Where does prayer begin? It begins with desire. And this is the thing. You are in control of your desire. You are in control of your desires. Because if you're going to be a person of prayer, it begins with a desire to pray. Lord, teach me to pray. Does that make sense to you? And some of you have lost your desire to pray. Some of you have lost your desire for the deeper things of God. And God today wants you to hunger and thirst for him. Because in Matthew 5, we read, Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Lord, teach me to pray. Prayer is not something you have to do. Prayer is something you get to do because prayer is something you desire to do. I didn't have to call my fiance. Oh, gosh. I have to call her today because she's going to get mad. Hey, what's up, babe? How you doing? Good, good. You good? Yeah, I called. Yeah, good. All right. Make sure you write it down that I called. All right. You love me? Good. I love you too. All right. Bye, bye, bye. Prayer is not something you have to do. Prayer is something you get to do. And is birthed from something that you desire to do. I don't call because I have to. I call because I want to. And until prayer is birthed from desire, it just becomes another religious exercise. Y'all getting this? Give me some hand signals. Say, yeah, wow, amazing, awesome. Because prayer without desire is just something we have to do. And where does that desire come from? It comes from a desire to know God. It comes from a desire because you love God. This is a love relationship we have with God. This is not a religious relationship. This is not a relationship in which we do things to gain his approval. It's not contractional. It's a love relationship, which we love Jesus. So fast forward two slides for me, if you can. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And then he begins to teach his disciples how to pray. He says, okay, the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. So Jesus said, okay, first of all, if I model prayer to you, now I'm going to teach you how to pray. And this is what he says. This is the abbreviated version. We're going to look at Matthew 6. But he says, when you pray, notice, when you pray. In other words, followers of Jesus have a prayer life. They have a relationship with God through prayer. He says, this is how you pray. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not in temptation. Next slide, guys. Right? Forgive us. And lead us not into temptation. That was the short, concise version of the next slide, Matthew 6, verse 5 through 15, which is the Lord's Prayer. That's the full version of this moment that we have. So Jesus, his disciples say, Lord, teach us to pray. That's our heart as a church. Lord, teach us to pray as a church. That's your heart. Lord, teach me to pray. Because I don't fully grasp and understand how to pray. And then Jesus lays out to us the structure of prayer. Now we can pray the Lord's prayer, but the Lord's prayer was not just meant to be prayed every day of our lives, although it's good to pray the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is a structure in which we pray. So if you're taking notes, this is where we begin. How do we pray? Number one, we start with worship. Jesus says, when you pray, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, I worship you. I praise you. because you are an awesome God. I magnify your name. You are great and greatly to be praised. That's how we pray. And that's how we start a worship service, with worship. Worship opens our heart to God. Worship refocuses our minds to God. Worship helps us to reset our brain and our minds and our hearts to recognize who is on the throne, who is in charge. Worship changes our perspective. Worship helps us see things differently in the world. Worship makes our problems a lot smaller and God's power a lot bigger. Worship reminds us that there's someone up there who's far greater than ourselves, who's in control, who's on the throne, who's in charge. That's what worship does. That's why when we come to church, we don't just sing songs. We worship the Lord. We lift up our hearts. We open our hearts and we sing to the Lord in worship. That's what prepares us, right? Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Worthy is your name. Because your name is great. Your name is powerful. There is no name under heaven on earth that the name of Jesus, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. Worship. There we go. Number two, get your pens out. Write this down. Secondly, you start with worship. Secondly, you pray God's will be done. This is so important because this is a posture of your heart. Giving you the structure, you begin with worship. And then secondly, you say, Lord, your will, your kingdom come, your will be done. Not my will, but your will. Jesus, not my will, not my plan, not my purpose, not my desires, but your will be done. Your will be done at my church. Your will be done in my life. Your will be done at work. Your will be done in my family. Your will, because I know your will is the best way. Your will be done, Holy Spirit. So I surrender my will. Show me where my will is interrupting your will. Show me, God, where I need to surrender and humble myself and walk in humility and be under your will. Because my greatest desire is that your kingdom come. Your will be done. Come on, somebody, right? Your kingdom come. Worship. This is not. Yo, what up? What up, JC? Yeah, yo. Yo, bro. Yo, I got a ticket, bro. Can you hook me up? Can you talk to the judge? That ain't prayer. This is what he does. Because he's like, oh, my children. All right, he doesn't do that. I do that. God's will be done. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ready? Number three. Then you pray, give us today our daily breads. You pray for your needs. Next slide, right? Pray for your needs. That's third. Lord, give me today daily bread. Lord, this is what I need today. First of all, I need your power. I need your spirit. I need your strength. I need you to sustain me. I need wisdom. I need guidance. I need understanding. I need direction. I need you to help me, lead me, guide me. This is a situation I'm in. Holy Spirit, give me guidance. Lord, this is a decision I want to make. Holy Spirit, give me guidance. Lord, I want to purchase this home. Lord, Holy Spirit, give me guidance. Guide me and direct me. Give me today daily bread. Sustain me. Give me what I need today. Provide for my family. Provide for my home. You are the source of my provision. Pray for your needs. All right, next one. Let's keep going. We're running out of time. Confess your sins and ask for forgiveness. And Lord, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, because I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need salvation. I need forgiveness, right? Lord, I've sinned. I've fallen short. Forgive me. I've sinned. You're not a sinner, you're actually a saint, but we sin, don't we? Lord, show me where my heart is not right. Show me where I'm drifting away from you. Show me, Lord, help me to grow in deeper connection with you. But Lord, forgive. Next one says, forgive as I forgive others. Ask for help forgiving others, because your relationship with others has a direct impact on your relationship with God. Lord, help me to forgive others. Help me to forgive those who have hurt me, who've harmed me, who've offended me, who've caused me harm. Lord, forgive me as I forgive others. Who do you need to forgive? Bible says if there's someone who's offended with you, leave the gift at the altar, go back and be reconciled to that person. Because your relationship with other people directly impacts your relationship with God. Scripture even say that the way we treat our wives has a direct impact on our prayer life. That God will not hear our prayers if we're mistreating our wives. Lord, forgive me. Help me to forgive, or help me to seek forgiveness. Help me to ask for forgiveness. Then he says, pray for safety and deliverance and protection. He says, and lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one. Next slide. All right. Pray for safety, protection, and deliverance. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one. Protect me, Lord. Protect me from Satan's schemes. Protect me from falling into temptation. Protect me, Lord. Deliver me from the evil one, because I recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities of darkness. I recognize that this is a spiritual conflict. Deliver me from evil. And then we end with praise. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We end with praise. We end with praise. We end with praise, right? We end with praise, right? That's how we end. Jesus said, this is how you pray. Our Father in heaven, you worship. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I love how the message says it. The message says it like this. Go back one slide, please. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Next slide. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're a blazing beauty. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is how we ought to pray. I want to encourage you. We'll talk about praying continuously throughout the day, but I really want to encourage you to find a place and space to pray. That's what I want you to do. I want you to find a place and space to pray and practice this prayer. I want you to read Matthew 5. I want you to read it all week long. I want you to read it every day. All the verses. Read Matthew 5, all the verses. I'm sorry, Matthew 6 is what I meant. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. I want you to read it. I want you to find a place and space, because this is what Jesus said in Matthew 6. Right before he introduces the Lord's Prayer, he says, but when you pray, find a place. Go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. This is what he says. Then he introduces the Lord's Prayer. In other words, this kind of praying is meant to be prayed in a place and a space and time. In other words, maybe your prayer life has been on the go, and that's not bad. That's part of it. But I'm teaching you today, it's no more prayer as you go. No more fast food prayers. No more drive-through prayers. It's time to slow down our lives and sit at the restaurant, at the table with God, and find a place and space and time in which you can talk to Jesus and Jesus can talk to you, in which you have communion with God and God communes with you, in which you sit with Him and worship Him and tell Him what's on your heart and tell Him what you need. Because when we pray, God hears more than we say. He answers more than we ask. Gives us more than we can imagine in His time and His own way. Pray. 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 It's time to dial 777. You know what I'm saying? Dear Jesus, yeah, it's me. I know it's been a while. I don't know what to say. Except I need you. Help me. I love you. Here I am. And I worship you. And I praise you. I surrender my will to you, Jesus. Nothing else will do. I just want you, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Yeah, it's been a while. Just forgive me, Jesus. I'm sorry. And I forgive those who've hurt me. Yeah, they're the reasons why I've been so distant from you. But I forgive. And I just want you, Jesus. Lead me not in temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. And I worship you. And I praise you. Because I just want you. Lord, we thank you for this time. Our prayer in our hearts, teach us to pray. Teach us to be people of prayer. Teach me to pray. Teach us to pray. As we journey over the next few weeks, help us to create a place and space to be with you. Lord, I give you my heart, my life, my soul. We give you this church. We ask that you have your way. In us and with us. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, and everybody together said amen and amen. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being here.